Spirit Radio Podcasts.
My next guest is going to share with us her experience of having to travel from Kerry to Cork every 3 weeks for chemotherapy treatment and how she's now raising funds for a standalone chemotherapy unit for University Hospital Kerry to talk and enhance about chemo treatment for people living in Kerry. On the line to tell us a little bit more about this and indeed about her own experience, we have Linda Woods of Comfort for Chemo in County Kerry. Linda, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks very much, Wendy, for having me.
Well, maybe tell us a little bit just about your own story and your own cancer diagnosis, Linda.
Yes, I was originally diagnosed in 2010, Wendy, and thankfully it was non-invasive lymphoma at that stage. So they left me be and just observed. And then in 2018, who knows why, but anyway, it decided to rear its head. My vision went strange, and thankfully my GP picked up on it and got onto oncology, and they whisked me in and gave me no choice. It was just a case of, you're starting chemo next week, whether you like it or not. So I was put on a very heavy dose of, well, to me it was a very heavy dose of chemotherapy. I had to go to Cork, as you said, every 3 weeks. Thankfully, one of my daughters was living at home at the time, so she was able to drive me down. Then she'd go home, and I would stay over in Cork for 5 nights each time. That was what I managed. And then I came back, and they would top me up with another dose intrally. That was just a day fix, if you like. And then back down to Cork again 3 weeks later for another dose of that horrible stuff.
Well, put in perspective, Linda, what is it like when you're having your chemotherapy sessions? What effect does it have on the body and the mind as well?
Oh, it's dreadful. It's horrible. And everyone will have their own story. For me, I just felt wiped out the whole time. I had no energy. I had very little appetite. If I did have any appetite, it was a bit like being pregnant. You know, it was, give me that food now. That's what I want. But you know, you just feel completely drained. I'd very little energy. You know, I'd go for a walk with friends and I might manage 100 metres and that was it. So, yeah, it's not much fun. And then, you know, leave it. You're still trying to run a home life and everything. So not easy.
And what impact does it have then? Because just describing the physical effects alone and the mental effects, Linda, that in and of itself is so difficult. But then adding on top of that, having to travel to get this treatment, what sort of a knock-on effect or an impact did that have on you?
Yeah, it was huge. And I guess I'm lucky. I'm a positive person. And I decided that I didn't want anybody to come and see me in Cork. So I was completely alone. You do feel isolated. I think I was probably the only chemo patient that they had in Cork who brought a yoga mat, and I'd get down on the floor every morning and just stretch. And I kept myself going, mainly meditation. That was a huge help to me. And when they started putting in the dose of chemo, I would just put a blanket over my face and just say, leave me alone, and just go into my own little world. And you just had to stay incredibly focused and incredibly positive. Without my friends, without my family, without their support and their positivity, I don't think I would have survived. I said to them all at the very outset, I said, if you want to come with me on my journey and be positive, super, I'd love to hear from you. If you're not into positivity, then just leave me alone for about 6 months, please, and I'll talk to you at the end of it.
You surrounded yourself with what you needed, Linda, and you mentioned earlier that, you know, you're blessed because you had support of your daughter. So at least you had somebody who could, for example, do this drive for you, which I imagine after chemo you can't drive, you're exhausted. Did you meet other people in Cork that were travelling that, you know, not everybody might have that support, where they're trying to, even just trying to get to the hospital alone can be a struggle?
That's it. You know, they're coming by bus down to Cork. They're coming in all different ways. You know, some people are traveling by taxi long distances. And also, too, when you're on chemo, you know how vulnerable you are to infection. So you don't necessarily want to go on a public vehicle. So, yeah, you know, the stories that some people were going through were just, yeah, it was horrible.
And in terms of yourself, where are you at now? Have you finished your treatment and how's life now, Linda?
Oh, thank goodness, Wendy. I finished my last treatment in March. So after 6 months of intense chemotherapy, I opted to go on to immunotherapy for 2 years, and that's just come to an end. And that's kind of how everything evolved. I said to the nurses in oncology in Tralee, luckily I was able to get my immunotherapy in Tralee, and I said to the nurses there, you know, look, what can I do to say thank you? And unanimously, they all said, comfort for chemo. So I thought, well, okay, you know, I could give a donation, but I'm changing a new decade this year, so why don't I do something different that I've never done in my life before and try and do a really big fundraiser and try and get them, you know, lots more money than I could ever donate.
So tell us a little bit about Comfort for Chemo then. What's it all about and what's it aiming to achieve?
It's set up by people really, you know, in oncology, and they are trying to get a standalone chemotherapy unit built in Kerry so that people don't have to drive so far. And that really is the main focus. It's to try and help give cancer patients comfort for chemo in Kerry, in their own county. And therefore, it's a massive fundraiser that needs to be undertaken to achieve that. When I started going into the hospital, I was going to the oncology unit in one section of the hospital, and they have been moved 5 times in the time that I've been going in and out. They just don't have a stable place that they can call, you know, that's their unit and they can make themselves at home there. So it's so desperately needed down here.
And how much needs to be raised to be able to actually make this happen, Linda?
Millions. They're looking at a huge amount of money. So my focus is to try and cycle the equivalent of the coastline of Ireland, which is just over 6,000 kilometres. So the numbers just resonated with me. I thought, oh well, 6,000 kilometres. And my hope is that I can organise to get donations in that will equate to €1 for every kilometre cycled. And if I can achieve that, I would be really so delighted. And if I can exceed it, even better.
And what's been the reaction so far in terms of feedback from the hospitals and local government representatives? Have you had good support, Linda, so far?
Good support so far. The hospital are absolutely fantastic. Hopefully some of them are going to come along to one of the hotels in Tralee, the Ash Hotel. They're doing a barbecue the day that we start on May the 1st, and they'll have static bikes where people can clock up more kilometres for us. And, yeah, you know, the local people are behind it. We've got Billy Keane is one of the kind of flagship people behind the charity. So they're all doing their bit to try and help us raise more money.
Which is great to hear. And I think for a lot of people listening, you know, we've listeners all across the country, Linda, and for some people who've been through chemotherapy or had a family member where they've been able to go to a hospital close by, it's something maybe we take for granted. And I think others will be shocked that this is happening at all. You know, that somebody who is having such a serious treatment is having to travel, I mean, an hour and a half, 2 hours, three, depends on what way you're going, if you're going on a bus, if you're going on a car. And it just doesn't seem right, does it? So I guess that's why you're so passionate about it.
Exactly. And to be quite honest, you know, I mean, the oncology nurses, I think they should be sainted because they're coping with archaic situations in Tralee and, you know, dealing with people from all over the county of Kerry, and they really need to be brought into the 21st century. So that's my hope. And I'm really lucky the way that I know people all around the country. There's a whole group of people that I know who work as walking and cycling guides. They're all around the country. So everybody is now cycling virtually within their county, complying with our COVID restrictions and clocking up as many kilometres as they can the whole way round. So we won't quite be able to achieve the coastline of Ireland, but we'll certainly be able to achieve the equivalent distance of it.
Which is fantastic. So how can people get involved then, Linda? What's the best way for them to connect up with this fundraiser?
Fantastic. The most important thing is if they would please go onto the website, which is comfortforchemokerry.com, and press the donate button, and then they'll see more details about the cycle. And then the other thing is, if they want to jump on a bike, they might be first-time cyclists, they might be regular, really good cyclists. If they want to jump on a bike and let us know how many kilometres they cycle, that would be fantastic. If they would donate the equivalent of their mileage in euro, that would be even better. So let's say somebody goes out and they cycle 10 kilometres down the road and they donate 10 euro. Brilliant. If they do more and they can donate more, that would be fantastic too.
It's great. I'm on the website. I'm looking at your lovely, smiling, positive face, Linda, and others who have cycled from all over the country. That sense of solidarity and community is amazing. Thanks so much for sharing a little bit of your story with us today. That's Linda Woods. She is fundraising for Comfort for Chemo Kerry. And as she mentioned, the website is comfortforchemokerry.com. And you'll see on the page there the charity cycle donation that she is behind. How you can get involved, how you can donate, and how you can get on your bike as well.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.